The mass media is often a bad place to get information, especially about religion. I woke up yesterday and the news says Castro died. He was a Jesuit. I go, oh my God, I didn't know that. He was a Jesuit priest, belonged to the monastic society of the Society of Jesus. And then they go to the Vatican and the reporter corrects it and says, no, he wasn't a Jesuit. He went to a Jesuit high school. It's like saying someone is Scottish because they go to McDonald's. Guilt by association. It's funny. That's why when we think about the news, I'm always shocked when I hear something really good. You know, we had a very fractious election. People talked about everyone. There was a lot of arguments. But after the election was done and the American people had chosen their candidate, he went to visit the president, and the president had one sentence, which I thought was very Christian and very nice. And it goes like this. If he succeeds, we all win. If he succeeds, we all win. In the Christian life, we sometimes have a difficult time when the people that we disagree with or even call our enemies have success, accomplish good things, not realizing this basic principle that if someone is doing well in life, I should be happy because that means the world is a better place. But deep in our hearts, sometimes jealousy, envy, or even hatred cloud our Christian vision. And in the book of Jonah, if you haven't read it lately, it's only 4 chapters. People often talk about the whale swallowing Jonah, but that's not the main point of the book. The main point of the book is that this prophet, who was supposed to preach mercy and forgiveness and repentance, that people could become better, gets upset because the people actually listen to him. They repent. And the people of Nineveh become better. He gets so mad, he goes up on the hill and refuses to talk. And why? What is he mad at? The God forgave the people and they actually became better people. Sometimes even as Christians, we take this horrible joy, horrible, in enjoying someone else's pain and failure, instead of rejoicing and saying, if this person succeeds, we all win because the world becomes a better place. What does someone else's failure or suffering or pain bring us? Nothing. And if we enjoy it, it's a horrible report card on who we are as human beings and as Christians. So even though the news and the mass media often get religion wrong, that one little sentence I think is worthy to meditate on. And in your life, think of people that you may not be close to or have even had arguments with. And repeat that line, if they succeed, we all win. If they succeed, we all win. And if I succeed, we all win too. Slava Iisusu Hristu.